Hello, everyone. I'm Christina Vogt, assistant editor for Consultant360.com and your moderator for today's podcast. Our guest for today's podcast is Dr. Jane K. Dickinson, who is faculty and program director of the solely online Master of Science in Diabetes Education and Management at Teachers College, Columbia University in New York. Dr. Dickinson recently gave a talk titled The Language of Diabetes at the Cardiometabolic Risk Summit in San Antonio, Texas. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Dickinson.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
What are the main take-home messages from your talk that you'd like to leave our audience with today?
Well, going back to how words convey meaning, that really think about what we're saying and what our patients are hearing and what a difference that makes, and how just tweaking the types of words, or more important, the types of messages that we send, and how people can interpret them and, you know, take those messages into their lives and hopefully make changes or maintain what they're doing, or, you know, have positive health outcomes based on that. And that how words can determine expectations, labels can determine expectations, which can lead to bias and can actually affect our behaviors, which can affect outcomes, even though we're not aware of them. So really, the first step is awareness. If people come away with anything, it is to be aware of the language that they're using and that they're hearing and that they're reading or seeing. And just kind of, you know, oh, wow, there's that word. Oh, you know, there's that message. And this is another hard one. I kind of talked about compliance, adherence, and diabetic. Another one is control. Control has been used in diabetes for decades. And unfortunately, you know, some people might say, well, control is equivalent to A1C. However, if you read the literature, if you really listen to how people use the word control, it could mean anything. And it's not a helpful term. And what people with diabetes have reported is that it's actually very hurtful to them, that they can't control their blood glucose level any more than they can control their pulse. And so it's not a good benchmark, the word control, because it has come to mean, quite honestly, judgment. You know, how's your control? Oh, you're poorly controlled, you're uncontrolled. And so we really need to think of replacements for that word. And my suggestion is that when we hear ourselves about to say control, or we're writing glycemic control in a paper or whatever, think about what you mean by that. Do you mean A1C? If so, say it. Do you mean blood glucose levels? Say it. Do you mean time in range? Then say that instead. Say what you mean instead of a catch-all, unhelpful, and oftentimes judgmental term like control. And that is, you know, that takes us back to fact-based action words and neutral, non-judgmental words. And that was my next point, actually, is that messages that convey judgment, fear, and misunderstanding can actually lead to people with diabetes becoming or being disengaged, avoiding caring for themselves, avoiding the behaviors that really diabetes requires in order to live well, or avoiding follow-up with healthcare providers. And none of those are positive or helpful. Also, messages that convey judgment and fear and misunderstanding can lead to distress. And distress itself, we know diabetes distress can lead to higher A1Cs, isolation, elevated BMI, just people not taking care of themselves as well. And I have actually worked with patients who have ended up in the hospital due to either elevated blood glucose levels or severe lows, and have told me that they didn't seek follow-up, like they moved to town and they didn't call me to meet for diabetes education or for follow-up care or whatever, because of how they had been spoken to at past visits in other locations and in other parts of their life, and they were really turned off and afraid. Many people with diabetes report being afraid they're going to get yelled at. And that drives me insane when I hear that. I'm like, who would yell at you? Unfortunately, there are providers out there who yell at people, and or at least it's interpreted as yelling. And in the provider's defense, I mean, we care about people with diabetes. We want them to do well. We want them to have long and healthy and productive lives. And so sometimes it's fear-based. Sometimes the provider is so frightened for what might happen to this person that they yell at them or that they speak negatively or judgmentally to them. And they don't realize how that actually can have a negative impact instead of, you know, motivating someone to change. So healthcare providers, all healthcare providers have an important role in transforming this experience by communicating collaborative and encouraging messages. And then finally, I want to make sure that all providers everywhere know that we have language resources available through the American Association of Diabetes Educators on their website, which is diabeteseducator.org. They have language resources, including a 2-page front and back handout that can be printed off free of charge that is kind of a pared down version of the word table in our paper. The paper was published in both the Diabetes Educator and Diabetes Care back in December of 2017. And so we had a pretty long, very inclusive word table in there that was basically words that are not helpful, suggestions for replacement, and rationale. And what AADE did was they took kind of the top handful of those and put it into a resource, a handout for people that can be printed out two-sided. It can be handed out to patients, professionals, providers, people on the street corner. It doesn't matter. Anyone and everyone is welcome to see this and hopefully benefit from it. And then the other resource is a media guide, which is a one-pager for people who write about diabetes, speak about diabetes, publish anything about diabetes, and just guidelines for, you know, words to replace when writing or speaking or presenting about diabetes.
Thanks again for joining me today, Dr. Dickinson.
Thank you.